Good afternoon. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News. So far, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has been able to get over 46,000 people in Alabama registered for disaster assistance. But FEMA Public Information Officer Rita Egan believes more are out there.
I think there's a lot of areas that were without power, without cell phone coverage, and in many areas had not even received newspapers until late last week. So they were unaware of where the assistance and how to obtain that assistance could be found. Now we're beginning to see a surge in those, figures.
FEMA can be reached by calling 1-800-621-3362 or online at disasterassistance.gov. Egan urges residents affected by the storm to register even if they have homeowners insurance and to be sure to include a working phone number. A number of home builders organizations in Alabama are warning the public about unscrupulous builders or remodelers that may try to capitalize on the plight of storm victims. Executive Director of the Home Builders Licensure Board, Chip Carden, says to always check for a home builder's license.
The best thing and probably one of the more difficult things right now, we're trying to get information out in the field, is for them to ask to see the home builder's license card. It's a credit card-sized card. It's got the company's name and address, and it's got the current year on the card. Once they get two or three of those, then they can literally call us and say, do you have disciplinary actions on this contractor? And we can say yay or nay.
He also advises against paying too much up front and making sure quotes and contracts are in writing. The Attorney General's office has also established a home repair fraud hotline for consumers. That number is 1-800-392-5658. Crystal T. Jackson says Alabama State University always helps, adding, we go over and beyond, and it is that spirit she hopes will encourage all ASU faculty, staff, alumni, and students, along with the general public, to support the drive for items to help the April 27th tornado victims. The facilities administrator of ASU's Dunn Oliver Akadome says they have identified merchandise that are needed by those affected.
We are collecting large garbage bags, bottled water, first aid kits, cleaning agents like soap, latex gloves, aspirin, allergy medications, infant items.
Donations can be dropped off Wednesday and Thursday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. in the Akadome's Hornet Lounge. Former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman says he's not surprised but is disappointed by a federal appeals court decision that dismissed two bribery convictions against him and former HealthSouth CEO Richard Scrushy, but left most of their convictions intact. The 11th Circuit ruling today left five counts standing in Siegelman's conviction and four in Scrushy's. A jury decided in 2006 that Siegelman appointed Scrushy to a hospital regulatory board in return for $500,000 in contributions to Siegelman's campaign for a state lottery. Siegelman said he will keep appealing. He said if his conviction stands, every politician will be at risk of being prosecuted if they appoint a campaign contributor to a board. State Representative Alvin Holmes is asking the mayor of Montgomery and the city council to suspend all traffic fines issued during the roadblock period from several months ago. Holmes says the majority of the checkpoints focused on African-American neighborhoods, and citations were unfairly and disproportionately issued to African-American residents.
Now, I know people should have driver's license. I know that people should have insurance. Shouldn't be speeding, they should have up-to-date tax, they should have all of this. That was a huge number of tickets given during this so-called roadblock. You go down to the traffic court now, people line up all around there trying to get in and pay the ticket.
Mayor Todd Strange disagrees that the roadblocks were aimed at communities on the city's west side.
We can absolutely say with no uncertainty that these checkpoints were more in the eastern part of the city than they were in the western part of the city. I personally have been stopped three times. I have friends of mine complaining all the time, coming in and out of Wind Lakes, about being stopped. And so that is absolutely incorrect.
Strange says he and the city's law enforcement will enforce the state law that requires a driver to have current insurance, driver's license, and vehicle registration. It's 91 degrees in Montgomery, which is about 8 degrees above normal for early May. We can expect more of the same tomorrow after a clear night in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Thursday's high tops out around 89 with a few clouds. A 20% chance of rain enters the forecast Thursday night, low of 65. The rain chance increases to 40% Friday. I'm Marcus Hiles, WVAS News.